This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first address to the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday, and he may face some skepticism over his pledge to work with allies and adversaries alike. At a news conference, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the president heads to the U.N. General Assembly feeling as if ties are strained with some key allies.
The president's view, having been on the world scene for 50 years, is that you always have to work on your relationships, and that includes with global leaders.
On Monday, Biden huddled with the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres ahead of the International Organization's General Assembly, with both men stressing their shared values as the world confronts a pandemic, climate change, inequality, and growing tensions between the U.S. and China. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell met with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne on Monday at the United Nations in New York as tensions are rising over Canberra's decision to scrap $40 billion submarine deal with France. Last week, Australia canceled its order of a fleet of conventional submarines from France and said it would instead build at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with U.S. and British technology under the new security partnership. The move has enraged Paris and cast a shadow over free trade talks between the EU and Australia. Australia's Trade Minister Dan Tehan said on Monday that he would seek a meeting with France to ease tensions over this issue and was confident it would not cloud the EU-Australia talks. However, leading European Union lawmakers said Australia's actions were likely to be reflected in the negotiations. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly bombings targeting Taliban fighters in eastern Afghanistan. That raises the specter of wider conflict between the country's new rulers and their longtime rivals. A string of explosions struck Taliban vehicles in Afghanistan's eastern provincial city of Jalalabad over the weekend. That killed at least 8 people in the IS affiliate stronghold. It also sent waves of fear through the province, just as Taliban authorities attempt to convince the public that they'll restore security after years of instability and violence. COVID-19 has now killed about as many Americans as what's considered the worst pandemic disease in human history. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Spanish flu pandemic a century ago killed an estimated 675,000 Americans. COVID-19 has now claimed roughly the same number. The population then was about a third of what it is today, meaning that pandemic took a much bigger toll. But researchers say COVID-19's toll will grow. The University of Washington's influential model projects another 100,000 American deaths by January 1st. They're averaging about 1,900 a day, the highest level since early March. About two-thirds of the U.S. population has received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canadians have re-elected Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party won Monday's parliamentary elections in Canada, according to projections by the Canadian press and Canada's television networks. But while the Liberals were projected to win the most seats of any party, it was initially unclear whether Trudeau succeeded in his gamble to win a majority of seats. Trudeau called for an early vote 2 years ahead of the deadline, betting Canadians would support his policies for battling COVID-19. Under Trudeau, Canada is among the most fully vaccinated countries in the world. I'm Mike Gracia.
The lawyer for U.S. journalist Danny Fenster, jailed in Myanmar for almost 4 months, says his client appeared disheartened during a court hearing Monday. Fenster has been charged with incitement, an offense for which he could be sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Fenster was detained on May 24th at the international airport as he was trying to board a flight to go to the Detroit area in the United States to see his family. He's the managing editor of Frontier Myanmar, an independent online news outlet based in Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. Monday's hearing was held to extend his pretrial detention. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.